We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredei, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Tes. Rav Nosson Zal was discussing Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Sukkos related to the topic that we're learning about here, based on Chapter 22 in Likutei Moran. And now we're going to continue within the topic of Yom Kippur now. V'ze b'chinas v'yoymer Hashem solachti kidvorecho. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem to forgive the Jews for the sin of the golden calf. And finally, after many, many pleadings, Hashem said, I forgive them kidvorecho, like your words. Rav Nosson Zal in this paragraph now is going to expound on and explain this kidvorecho tied into the Likutei Moran. Kidvorecho daiko. Look at Hashem's words. The fact that Hashem could have just said, I forgive them. He said, I forgive them. Kidvorecho. Ki hanishma shehu sisrei Torah hu bechinas divrei Torah shehem hadvorim shesvivois hamitzvah bechinas vayidabar Hashem el Moshe lemor vayoymer Hashem el Moshe lemor kimavur b'maymer hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, we spoke about Nase and Nishma, and we said that Nishma refers to the secrets of Torah, and in Likutei Moran there, Rabbeinu Zal had mentioned that in the Torah we have two parts. We have the parts of the Torah that are directly related to a mitzvah, or to an instruction, or to a story, where it says, Ve'yikhuli Truma, take Truma, and then we have what surrounds the mitzvah. Vayidaber, for example, the sentence Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Those words are not an actual mitzvah, or they're not Torah in the revealed sense that we're used to. It's not clear instructions by Hashem, or it's not giving over a story. It seems to be introduction to a mitzvah, or what surrounds a mitzvah. And yet Rabbeinu Zal tells us that in those words are found secrets, sisrei Torah. In the words Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, those words that surround the body of the Torah. And that's called the divrei Torah. Ubechinas hanishma shuhu bechinas divrei Torah hu bechinas dveikus lein soif. And this nishma that we've been discussing, which we said just now, represents the divrei Torah, these diburim that surround the mitzvah. V'nishma represents a deep connection to Hashem, to the infinite light of Hashem. Sheshom nishapchin hoavoinois lezchuyos. And as we mentioned in the previous year, when a person goes up to nishma, to that sisrei Torah, that's where sins get converted to mitzvahs. Kishezoichin lahasig hanishma, when a Jew is zoichet to achieve the nishma, shehu b'chinas divrei Torah, which is being referred to now as these divrei Torah, sheoz nishapech hayirida la'aliyah, when a person goes to that very high place, there the yirida becomes an aliyah, u'me'avoinois nasen schuyos, and the sins become merits or mitzvahs. V'zehu shomer Hashem yisparach l'moshe. This is why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, solachti kidvorecho. Rav Nosson Zal says, kidvorecho daiko, kifi hadivrei Torah shelcho, kein haslicho. According to the dvorecho, according to the divrei Torah, that's what will determine the forgiveness. Ki Moshe zocho lahasig b'chinas sisrei Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to achieve the secrets of Torah. Shehem b'chinas divrei Torah. Which are these divrei Torah? We mentioned the makifin around the mitzvahs. Those words that encircle the body of the Torah. B'chinas nishma, which represents nishma. Shayidei zeh haslicha. This is the level of holiness that's able to bring about forgiveness. Because in that place of holiness, the sins get converted to mitzvahs. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, we'll understand how the Chumash Dvorim begins. Eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe bamidbor boarova. This is the opening pasuk of the Chumash Dvorim, which is Mishneh Torah. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh explains over there, Shekol Mokim Shenemar Divrei Heim Divrei Toichocha. That usually when the Torah uses this term Divrei, it's referring to reprimand. Kishom Bamikro Choshev Kol Hamakoimois Shechisu Lamokoim Bamidbor Boarova. Because over there in that first pasuk in Chumash Dvorim, the Torah lists the different places where the Jews had committed sins, major sins, where they had angered Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu is reprimanding them in the gentlest way. He's not telling them, he's not reminding them of what they did. He's simply reminding them of the location where it happened. He doesn't want to put it in their face. He doesn't want to show, oh, remember you did this and this? So he just mentions the places. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likutei Moran, she osur loimar toichocha, that for most people, even though there's a mitzvah asei doraisa to reprimand somebody, hoicheach toichiach es hamisecho, Rabbeinu Zal says that it's forbidden for most people to be moichiach, dahainu, lahazkir avoinos Yisrael uloichicham aleim, meaning to mention the actual sin that a Jew did and to reprimand them for it, ki im mi sheyochoi loichiach kamoi Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom, unless you have a person who's capable of reprimanding like Moshe Rabbeinu was capable. Shal yidei toichachtoi nosan boem reach toiv. When Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded the Jews, his reprimand added a good smell, a good odor to them. It didn't arouse a bad odor. It didn't arouse any negativity. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, nirdi nosan reichoi. Their yurida, their sins, gave forth a good aroma. The Gemara says, ozav loinemar. It doesn't say that they lost their good smell as a result of the sins. Ela nosan, but rather it gave them. Meaning, nimtza, Shemoshe Rabbeinu al yedei toichachtoi, shehizkir avoinos Yisrael, aydei ze daiko nosan boem reach toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu was so great a tzaddik, and he knew this item of toichocha so well, that by his mentioning the sins of the Jewish people, he was able to add, to give them new energy, new inspiration and motivation, not to make them feel like nothing, not to knock out the wind from them, chas v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to change their sins into mitzvahs. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was zeche to the highest level of nasev nishma. Ki hisig b'chinas divrei Torah. He was masig not just the Torah itself, but even the divrei Torah, that which surrounds the mitzvahs, the words Vaidabar Hashem el Moshe Lemer, those words, which in a revealed way don't seem to have any actual mitzvahs in them, but hiddenly they have very deep items in them, very secrets of Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was zocher to be masig these divrei Torah, shim b'chinas nishma, which are on the level of nishma, shaydei zeh hu avoinos neschapen leschuyos kanal, which turns averus into mitzvahs. Vezehu shenikrois hatoichocha divrei daiko. And this is why the words of reprimand are called divrei. Eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe. The term divrei, dvorim, is used. Why? Dvorim daiko. Rav Nosal says, look how the Torah chooses that word. Bechinas divrei daiko. Eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe. Why? Bechinas divrei Torah. This refers to Dahino Bechinas Nishma. This refers to the Nishma of Torah, those Diburim that surround the mitzvahs, that are called Sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah. In a revealed way, they don't seem to have any mitzvah in them or anything like that, but hiddenly, they have a very high level of Hashem in them. Shaydei ze daiko hoyoyochoy lohichiach es Yisrael ulahazkir avinoseyam bamidbor barova. It's through these divrei Torah, which is bechinas nishma, that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeche to, that's what enabled him to be able to reprimand the Jews, to be able to refer to their sins. kaidei bechinas dvorim, bechinas divrei Torah, bechinas nishma, because through this dvorim, which is divrei Torah, which is the nishma part portion of the Torah, through aidei zohi mahapech kol avoynes l'schuyos, that's what gave Moshe Rabbeinu the ability to change their sins into mitzvahs. V'alkein hizkir shom kol avoynoseyem. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu over there in the beginning of Chumash Dvorim lists all the sins of the Jews. He doesn't mamish mention the sins. He mentions all the places where they committed sins. Ki kulam nishapchu lezchuyos aydei b'chinas hadvorim ashadiber Moshe. Because all of their sins got converted to mitzvahs through the dvorim which Moshe Rabbeinu was diber. Through the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was masig the divrei Torah, these secrets of Torah. Bechinas nishma shehisig. Shaydei zeh kol hu avoynois nishapchen leschuyois. When a tzaddik is zoichet to be masig the nishma of Torah, the secrets of Torah, he has the ability to convert averis to mitzvahs. She'oz daiko yechoylen lo yichiyach es Yisrael. And then such a tzaddik is able to reprimand the Yidden. V'chein kol hatzadikim she'echicho es Yisrael nikreis toichachtom divrei. And you'll find, interestingly, in other places in the Torah, whenever you had a great tzaddik who reprimanded the Yidden, his words are referred to as divrei, or dibur. Bechinas, divrei koheles. As we find, the book of Koheles begins with the words divrei koheles. Kama shepirosh Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there. Ki kulam lo yoychicho es Yisrael kiim bebechinas hatoychocho shel Moshe. Because all the great tzaddikim who reprimanded the Yidden did it only in the format that Moshe Rabbeinu used. Shehi bechinas divrei Torah, bechinas nishma. Shaydei zeh nishapchenu avoynes l'schuyos, where the toychocho was coming from a tzaddik who was masig the divrei Torah, the nistar part of the Torah, the diburim that sound that surround the body of the Torah, and when a tzaddik is on that madrega, over there sins get converted to mitzvahs. Shaydei zeh daiko yecholin loychiyach kanal, and that's what enables him to be able to reprimand and know that he's not going to cause damage, he's not going to harm, but rather he's going to fix things.